I think, you know, just in fairness, because, you know, she's very antisocial. I don't even know why we're going there, to be honest. But I've brought a poncho to shield myself from the deer urine sprinklers.
Very good.
So I think in fairness, since she's not here, but she will listen to this, because if you put audio of someone snoring on the internet, she will listen. I mean, for God's sake, she listens to Fatty every day. So
she downloads it early.
Yeah, I know. Can you imagine that? Not only listening to it every day, but going out of your way to get it early. There's just some problems
with
that.
That's an early bird special.
That's what it is. You know, those elder folks, they can't turn down an early bird special. It's something genetic. So I think, you know, since we know that she will be listening to this, perhaps we should just take a few moments now to mention if there's anything that dietarily that we would not, you know, eat.
Do you want to break this down into the basic food groups?
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online!
You know, those elder folks, they can't turn down an early bird special.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 721 of the BFO for Monday, the 8th of November, 2010. Y'all, coming up on today's, say it with me, a little show, we are going to talk about the big coal miners weekend. Yes? Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, did you remember to fall back before retiring on Saturday evening? Because y'all, Big Fatty, he remembered to fall back. Y'all, I moved all my clocks back. Took me about an hour to do it. So that's the hour that I saved. And y'all, it's right now I am recording this. I know this is gonna be a surprise, but I am recording this at 5:45 p.m. in the evening on Sunday, y'all, and nobody gives a shit. But, y'all, it is pitch black outside. And, Big, let me just reiterate. I know there are many of you that cannot stand standard time. But Big Fatty loves the standard time, y'all. I love it when I leave the coal mine at 5 p.m. in the evening. Sometimes I'll have to run by the ATM machine and get some cash money, but, you know, by the time I get home, it'll be dark, and Big Fatty loves it. And, y'all, and the nice thing is, I'll be sleepy tired early, tonight, because, biscuits with sausage gravy and a wedge solid with blue cheese dressing and crumbled bacon and crumbled blue cheese. Y'all, it was lovely. And but y'all, the weekend went really well. There were no major snafus that I am aware of, and I mentioned that I was hosting some former coal miners this weekend, but y'all, one of them was unable to attend, and that would be Woody. Woody used to listen to the BFO, but y'all, he unsubscribed, just like that Brian from Boston. But y'all, my person that I had staying with me this weekend, it is my friend Scott. Y'all, my friend Scott is not an asshole, but Big Fatty. He was due in on Friday evening. His flight was due in around 11:30 p.m. in the evening, and so I was gonna pick him up at the area Ariel Puerto. And y'all, on Friday evening, we had an event, and some of the younger former coal miners were at it, and y'all, it was a very successful event. We ran out of beer, and y'all, when you run out of beer, you know you had a lot of people, and they were there to have a good time. But y'all, it only went for an hour, and that's good. And came home and pedaled around and was getting the text messages from Scott, and and finally he sent me his schedule and everything, and I had asked him to please let me know if the flight was going to leave on time, and then when he got to town to call me, and then I'd drive out to the Ariel Puerto and pick him up, and they'd give him time to for the plane to get to the gate and for the plane to empty and for the luggage to come up to the circular and the luggage circular. And you know, and if he had to deal with Cunty McCunt-Cunt, that's, you know, that gave him time for that also. And y'all, he texted me and said, "Ah, Big Freddy, the flight has been delayed. We will not be leaving until 10:50 p.m. in the evening, and will not arrive until almost going on 1 o'clock or something like that. I don't know. Yeah, it's going on 1 o'clock. And he says, "I'll just take a taxi cab to the Fat Cave." I said, "Thank you for calling, and I will leave the key under the mat." And y'all, that's what I did. And he took a cab to the Fat Cave, and he said he finally crawled in bed about 2 a.m. in the morning. So y'all, it was not a pleasant trip for him down here. But anyway, we got up on Saturday morning and did some of the old coal miner things, and did a little memory lane, and showed him where the coal mine, my office at the coal mine is, and all this kind of stuff. And y'all, then I had some announcing duties to take care of, and I was going to hook up with some of the former gay coal miners at a little hootenanny on Saturday evening. And y'all, so Scott and I, we went to the hootenanny. Actually, Mr. Vader made us each an adult beverage, which is, you know, I have that after my announcing duties. And and then what else happened? Oh, and then we went to the gay former coal miners hootenanny, and y'all, it was quite nice. It was quite nice, and met a lot of folks that I had not met before, and saw some that I had seen, you know, over the years, and all. And it was just lovely. And then y'all, they wanted to go out to the bar, to the for the drag show. And y'all, Big Fatty had it. I had it, y'all. I had the giant adult beverage that Mr. Vader had made for me. And y'all, then I had another very strong adult beverage at the party. And y'all, I had realized I hadn't had any supper. I had not had any supper, so I'd had all this liquor. This liquor on top of an empty gullet. And y'all, so I said, "Y'all go and have a good time. Thank you for calling." And y'all, I came home and I got in the bed, and y'all, I was dehydrated. So I got up several times during the evening and got some water to drink, and then one of the former coal miners brought Scott back here to the Fat Cave, and then we got up on Sunday morning, and we had our coffee, and we had a little Brugger's bagels. Thank you, Moose. And then we went to a brunch, and y'all, Scott went out and was meeting some of them early for something. He says, "I think there's going to be a brunch, but I'll text you and let you know where we're going to be, and I think it's going to be about 1 o'clock p.m. in the afternoon." And so, y'all, I was just laying there in the love chamber. And y'all, I had the electric mattress pad on, because y'all, it has turned, fall has fallen. It has fallen indeed, and y'all, let me give you an update here. I'll be the auxiliary, right? Y'all, the high on Sunday was only 56 degrees, and y'all, it is going to 40 degrees tonight. Oh, dear, gussie. And, but we're moderating into the low 70s as the week progresses, and the lows will be in the low 50s. But, y'all, anyway, I was laying there on the electric mattress pad, and y'all, I was drifting in and out of, a coma, and finally, about a little bit before 1 o'clock, like 2 minutes before one, I get this phone call. Where are you? I have texted you, and you are not here. And I said, "Well, I've not received any text." And y'all said, and then I thought, "Well, Big Fatty, did you fall asleep and you just didn't hear the instant letter come in?" And y'all, I looked, and I didn't have any. I didn't know anything about it. And so I got up and I went and I had the lunch with them. And then, y'all, I went and picked up Miss Kitty. And we went to the Best Buy, and checked out some television screens, because I think that's what Big Fatty is going to get the hats for Christmas, for Crema. And then Miss Kitty decided she needed a wireless network in the kitty cat house. And so he got one of those, and y'all, then I came back home, and it was time to do the little show. But y'all, while I was drifting in and out of that coma, waiting on those text messages to come in, y'all, I had this dream, and y'all, I was in some sort of public toilet. I can't believe I'm telling this, but Miss Kitty insisted that I tell this. And y'all, I was sitting there because I had gotten the grumbles in the tummy. And I thought, ooh, I better go, Mother Nature is getting ready to speak to me. And y'all, I went and I sat on the public toilet. And y'all, my bowels just opened. And y'all, they wouldn't stop. And they just kept going. And going, and y'all, it was unbelievable. It was unbelievable. Y'all, I filled up the bowl, and it started coming up in between my legs. Yeah, the giant balls were just covered in overfibered shit. Y'all, it was just awful, and I couldn't stop. And it was, well, y'all, then the phone rang, and it woke me up. And so I got up, you know, because I was going to get ready to go and have lunch with everybody. And y'all, I realized, ooh, I better go sit down on the toilet. And y'all, I went and I started to release. And y'all, it just kept coming. And this was in real life. But y'all, it finally came to an end. And I thought, Jesus, did I shat the bed? Or did I, or was it just a dream? Y'all, when I finished with the paperwork in the toilet, I honestly got up and I went and I pulled the sheets back just to make sure that I had not left a little surprise in the bed for when Big Fatty goes to bed tonight. But I had not. Thank goodness. Yes, Big Fatty, that is vulgar. Now, y'all, one of the things that I need to also tell you about is after I recorded the Friday show, y'all, it was I went to post it, and y'all, there was a little message popped up, a little instant letter that popped up that said, "I'm Big Fatty, please review this security certificate and approve it." And I said, "Yes, always approve the security certificate." And y'all, as soon as I did that, then I couldn't upload the show, and I'm like, "Oh, dear, I gotta see." And y'all, I didn't know what to do. And y'all, so I tried to call the patron saint of the BFO, Mr. Tim Cornwall, and y'all, I couldn't get through. I got mechanical, and y'all, then so I called the GoDaddy, because that is where the web hosting takes place, y'all, and that's where the security certificate message had come from, was from the GoDaddy. And y'all, so I called them up, and I said, "Yes, this is Big Fatty." And so the guy showed me how to upload the little show at the GoDaddy, which was fine and dandy, y'all, but that, I did not want just that. And I said, "Well, you know, I am Big Fatty, and I don't really know how all this works." And they said, "Thank you for calling." And y'all, in the middle of the phone call, Mr. Tim Cornwall, the patron saint of the BFO, he called me back, and y'all, of course, I couldn't take the call because I was talking to the representative. And so y'all, I chatted with him, and finally we got the show uploaded, and then I called Tim back, and y'all, he helped me figure out what was wrong. There was some kind of security thing that I had checked that I didn't need to have checked, and y'all, so I unchecked it, and y'all, it works just lovely now. But y'all, while they had, and y'all, this is another, it is another example of how they getcha. This is another example of how they getcha. But y'all, while they had me on the phone, oh, Brett Friday, I noticed that your web hosting is going to expire in January. Would you like to renew it for 2 years? And if you do it right now, because we have you on the on your cellular telephonic device, we will give you a $50 discount. And y'all, I thought long and hard. I said, do I wanna renew this web hosting for the BFO? And y'all, I thought long and hard, and I said, Oh, Big Freddy, do you want to do this? Because y'all, even with the $50 discount, it was gonna cost me $147 to renew it for 2 years. And I'm like, oh, Big Freddy, do you want to do it? I don't know, Big Freddy. And y'all, I said, yes, Big Freddy, you must redo it because you have committed yourself to stopping at show 3,000, and that will not be in the next 2 years. So get off your ass and give them your credit card number. And y'all, so I did it. So y'all, the BFO is good through January of 2013. So y'all, you're good. You're good for another 2 years, whether you want it or not. Whether you want it or not. Now y'all, while I was out and about, let me go over here just real quick. Like, oh, Bear Patty. Y'all, while I was out and about, I went by the P.O. Box. And y'all, there were a couple of cards in there. But y'all, I am looking at the clock here. And y'all, I'm not going to have time. I'm just not gonna have time to get to these cards today because y'all, all cards deserve plenty of time. But anyway, but y'all, I did. Let me go over here to the e-letters because there's a cute little thing that Teresa in the Seattles sent to me about a chicken sandwich. And y'all, who doesn't love a story about a chicken sandwich? So y'all, let me just tell you about it. Oh dear, Gussie, y'all, I've got all kinds of e-letters over here. Y'all, it says, don't eat chicken sandwiches no matter what. A little boy and a little girl attended the same school and became friends. Every day they would sit together to eat their lunch. They discovered they both brought chicken sandwiches every day. This went on all through the fourth and fifth grades until one day he noticed that her sandwich wasn't a chicken sandwich. He said, hey, how come you're not eating chicken? Do you not like it anymore? She says, oh, I love it, but I have to stop eating it. And he said, why? And she pointed to her lap and says, 'cause I'm starting to grow little feathers down there. Let me see, he said. Okay, and she showed him. Oh, dear Gussie. He looked and says, that's right, you are. Better not eat any more chicken. He kept eating his chicken sandwiches, though, until one day he brought peanut butter and he said to the little girl, I have to stop eating chicken sandwiches. I'm starting to get feathers down there, too. And she asked if she could look, and so he showed her. And she said, oh, my God, it's too late for you. You've already got the neck and gizzards. I beg, Freddy, that is vulgar. Just vulgar. And, but y'all, if you are looking for a lovely Snickerstack, may I suggest the words of that Daniel Bruhr?
You know those elder folks, they can't turn down an early bird special.
Bruh, bruh, bruh. Beaver, you can- can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.